Lazy and unfocused. That's the only reason I'm late every week. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Naina's Nazar, a podcast where we make sense of what this phase of young adult life wants. We have an all new intro music now. Did you like it? Ek stop motion bhi banane ka try kiya hai. Instagram par jaakar batana kaisa laga. Handle last mein bataungi, abhi play time do. So being lazy and unfocused, or essentially meaning being a procrastinator. Why am I even making this podcast? Maybe because when I am in a lack of motivation, isko sunke shayad kaam karne ka man ho jaye, uski probability zara kam hai. Let us talk some science behind it so that we can find the reasons and solve them. This, I tell you, is a classic recipe to solving any problem. Find the causes and eliminate its origins. But before that, I just want to say that I'm not a clinical mental health professional. I've lived a tiny life, laughed and loved, and I just like sharing my experiences and opinions with you all. I like introspecting things and making sense out of that. A lot of procrastination and thought and value goes behind this small piece of audio. If you find that of a little value, I'm grateful for that. And at the same time, it's not a substitute for a mental health professional. We just talk to lighten the heart. That's all. So when I was in school, I was way too lazy to study. For other stuff like the co-curricular activities, I don't know where the energy came from. Except sports, of course. Lekin arts, English and stage work, in sab ke liye, I was so enthusiastic and I was never drained. So that cancels the probability that a person is lazy generally. We tend to get lazy for a certain number of things, be it studies or cleaning or organizing. Why does that happen? While researching for this particular topic, I found out that according to a number of experiments, psychologists and neuroscientists have deduced that the term we call willpower or motivation is an exhaustible phenomenon. That explains a lot of pain we go through when we are in the middle of something. And so you must have noticed that starting something new is way too easy than keeping up with its consistency. That's because our initial motivation gets exhausted and needs to be refueled by something new each time. One more shocking thing I read was that laziness is surprisingly not our fault. That is a big relief. Why so? In an experiment with 7 generations of mice, the test results claimed that the more hardworking mice had a hierarchy of a much dedicated offspring. The lazier one obviously had a dull and less active generation. Same was applied and observed in a number of human volunteers. Iska matlab ye hai ki I am not lazy. It's my DNA. Kudos. Well, that does not justify being lazy and unfocused. And that's not the end of conversation. You and me and everybody else can and should fight the lazy DNA. The human brain's construction is in such a way that it gives a natural reward for food, sex and exercise. Yes, exercise also. That is why we hear some people become fitness addicts. It's all a scam of the dopamine rush that happens inside the brain. Dopamine or addiction ko humne previous podcast mein bahut detail mein cover kiya hai. You can check that out. Back to the topic, addiction to exercise and work. Some human brains have a less receptive dopamine injector towards work. Matlab unka brain kisi kaam ke liye utna dopamine reward nahi deta jitna ki food ya sex se unhe milta hai. Isliye they tend to be reluctant towards work and other physical activities. One mistake that I think we do, or maybe I did, was relying on motivational speeches and quotes. All these are huge scams and just make you believe that inko sunne se aapki life badal jayegi. Do you know the one secret of success, the one mantra of losing weight, or the one answer to all your failures? No, that does not happen. They are all just running businesses. One really important thing that I want to address here is that try not to make your work a factor of your self-worth. Jo din raat hustle karta hai doesn't mean he deserves more and you deserve less. Hamari self-worth hum khud banate hain. Aapka kaam aapko define nahi karta. It's just a matter of connection of the right strings at the right moment. Work hard, hustle, make some compromises, lekin without pressurizing your mind. It's not a race. We all grow in our own time. Defeating laziness is just like not falling into a pit in front of you. You want me to tell you how not to giro find the gaddha? Just don't, that's all. So that's all I have for you this week. I hope aapko ye topic pasand aaya hoga. I'll see you some other weekend jab man karega. Tab tak ke liye, enjoy yourself. Happy Friendship Day. Call your friends, waste their time. And enjoy Raksha Bandhan. Aapki achhi kamai ho. You can listen to my podcasts on Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iTunes and many other platforms. Instagram handle is reelanushka, reelanushka. Ja kar naya podcast trailer dekho. Until then, all the good vibes.